us has had someone sin against us. That's one of the hardest times to be a Christian, isn't it? It is so hard to have a forgiving heart, one that does not hold a grudge, one that is not angry. What a blessing it is to see that Jesus was forgiving in his heart, in our place, and that by his grace, we receive his perfection, that God can look at us and say, "You have perfectly forgiven." Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, and they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But after tasting it, he refused to drink it. It was the third hour when they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left, and Jesus in the middle. Thus the scripture was fulfilled, which says he was counted with the lawless ones. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened above his head on the cross. The written charge against him read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." The sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."